Athletes are gathering this week in Rock Springs, Wyoming to compete in the National High School Rodeo Finals. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd got to spend some time in the arena with a few of the best young cowboys and cowgirls in the world.
Dark clouds are building in the red desert of southwestern Wyoming, but these broncs can't be bothered by a little bad weather. A week's worth of championship rodeo is just hours from getting underway.
This is the largest rodeo in the world. We host over 1,600 contestants this year, about 1,800 entries, and we have kids coming from 43 states, 5 Canadian provinces, Australia, and Mexico.
Gary Hawks is with the National High School Rodeo Association, the group that organizes this event. He brought me to the edge of the main outdoor arena where a group of feisty horses is getting turned out from the corrals.
Rodeo's all year round for these kids. Our season starts August 1st. As soon as this rodeo ends, we kind of give them a few weeks to relax and rest, and then they hit the road hard and go all year round, and we'll travel and hit all the rodeos in their states, surrounding states, and then come here about in June, in July.
Paying three in the round, four places in the average. Prizes for the top three in the average.
$180,000 in college scholarship money is on the line for the top steer wrestlers, barrel racers, pole vendors, and bull riders. So what do we got here?
So this is Eminem. He's my main goat horse, my rodeo horse. He's gotten me the farthest. I won the state championship on him.
Paige Rasmussen traveled to Wyoming with her mom and two horses from Bozeman, Montana. Behind us, an announcer is watching over a roping session.
And then this is Felix. He's my younger horse. I train him on the goats. He is kind of a backup horse this week and a buddy horse, so then my good horse wouldn't have to travel alone.
Uh-huh. They like to be with another horse?
Yes. Yeah. And so I brought him just in case something happened to my good horse and I have a backup, I wouldn't have to borrow a horse.
Now, did I hear your mom say one of your horse's legs was swelling up a little bit?
Yeah, my good horse's leg, he kicked a panel. It was a little swollen. We were a little worried about it, but he came out of it, so he'll be 100%.
So he's ready to go for the competition?
Yep, he's looking pretty excited.
He looks pretty calm right now. Does Eminem know, like, when it's go time, like, when it's time to compete?
Yeah, he knows. He's pretty laid back, but when the lights go down and the rodeo starts, he gets pretty jacked up.
Eminem gets jacked up for goat tying. That's Rasmussen's main event. And what is that, exactly?
So there's a goat on the end of a rope, and he'll be staked out at the end of the arena. And what we do is we ride in on our horses, and we actually dismount our horses as they're running, and we run into the goat. We catch him on the end of the rope, and we tie his three legs together with a string. It's called a pig and string.
And how's it judged? Is it purely by time?
Yes, just by time.
Purely by time. Are you pretty good?
Yeah, I am.
Now, you had to get off the horse while it's running?
Yes.
And what's that like, and how do you do that without getting hurt?
Lots of conditioning your body and working out, lifting weights, just making sure your body is strong enough to handle that. And you can go any speed, but the faster you go, more likely you're going to win. So if you can get your body to where it can handle those high rates of speed and getting off, then you're going to be better off.
How fast is your horse going? Is it at full sprint while it's headed towards that goat?
Yes, full sprint. I whip him down until I get off, so he's at full speed. I don't slow him down at all.
Okay. And how did you get into something like that?
My dad works for the professional bull riders. He's an entertainer, so he's like the clown.
He's the clown.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's like the iconic rodeo character, right?
Yeah.
So you just kind of grew up steeped in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
What's rodeo mean to you?
Rodeo is more than just a sport to me. It's a lifestyle, and it's really made me a better person. I've been able to experience things that other kids my age will never be able to.
Mom Katie Rasmussen explains why.
It's unlike any other sport. Any other sport, you go to practice, you're done. After they practice this sport, they got to take care of the horses. In the morning, they got to take care of the horses. In the afternoon, it's there's no off season because they got to take care of their horses. It's quite a physical and mental challenge.
Well, it looks like a kind of a financial investment as well. This does not look like a cheap sport. You've traveled with these animals. There's a lot of infrastructure in place here, trailers, gear, equipment. How much of a, I don't want to say a burden, but how much of a financial investment is it to make sure that your daughter can do this?
It is quite a financial a burden for some more than others. For me, it helps my business because I train, raise, and sell rodeo horses, so it does help. Both girls have attained full ride scholarships to a major university. Although we joke with the money we've invested, we could have probably sent them to Harvard three times. So it is a huge financial investment, but it teaches them a great deal, and it's definitely worth it.
Rasmussen's full ride rodeo scholarship is at Montana State University, where she'll start classes in the fall. And if her family made an investment to compete here, check out what this guy had to do.
I'm Zion Hull from Australia, Queensland, third generation cowboy.
Zane Hall and his dad took three airplanes to get here.
I've been doing rodeo ever since I was a little kid back home in Australia, and my pop and dad, we all contract bucking horses and bucking bulls.
So this is in your blood?
Yeah, I just live for it.
And that's why Hall is here. He's a bull rider.
By the way, how old are you?
17.
You're 17 and you're going to be hopping on the back of a bull. What's that like?
You get heaps of adrenaline rush from it. It's pretty much why heaps of cowboys do it, I guess.
It's all about the adrenaline. I mean, like, that's the only reason to do it, right?
It's not the only reason, but it's one of them.
Okay, so tell me what it's like when you, like, right before you're getting going and you know that chute's going to open. What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Before you get on the bull, you just sort of, I always like to muck around with my mates behind the chutes, and you just don't think about it.
Because that takes some of the pressure off or the stress away?
Absolutely, whatever you want to call it. And then when I get down on the bull, I sort of click into gear and get my head in the right space. Hold on for the 8 seconds.
How old were you when you first got on a bull?
No, I was 9 years old when I got on my first potty calf.
What is that? I bet a lot of people won't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
It's like a bull, but it's newborn, so it's only like 9 months old.
It's not so mean.
Yeah.
You got to stay on for 8 seconds, right? I mean, do you normally make it that long, or do you get thrown pretty regularly?
I try and hold on for as long as I can. Like, all the cowboys, they always say ride them for 10, just so you know you made the 8, but try and do the best I can.
And have you ever gotten hurt?
Lots of times.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I've had 2 broken arms, a broken foot. I've been knocked out cold 3 times. And, yeah, it's not fun, but that's what happens in bull riding.
Why do you get back up?
I live for it.
And get back on?
Yeah. I just love the sport, and we take good care of these bulls, and I love it. It's in my blood.
Hall competed in last year's bull riding event, but he wasn't happy with his performance. This will be his last chance at a high school title, and a lot will depend on what bull he draws.
Yeah, so it's 50 points on the rider and 50 points on the bull. So if you got a good bull and you're riding it terrible, hanging down the side, you're not going to get a good score on my behalf.
But the meaner and the wilder the bull is, the better your score can be.
Yeah, correct.
So when you get assigned to your bull, what are you hoping for? Are you hoping for the biggest, nastiest bull, or do you kind of want the one that's going to go a little easier on you?
It's sort of good to just get a nice bull in the first 2 rounds, but in the short go, you probably want a ranked bull just to get a good score. And
do the bulls have reputations?
100% they do, yeah.
A few hours later, the sun has set in the Red Desert, the earlier storm has passed, and now stadium lights flood the main outdoor arena.
Zane Hall, Queensland, Australia.
Thousands of spectators watch from the grandstands as the 17-year-old from a world away gets ready for his first ride.
The Australians, ready Australians, here with us tonight.
The chute opens.
Rodeo Mocking Bull here we go, the Aussie.
4 seconds later, and Hall is in the dirt. The bull stomps down on his foot, and the rider limps away. No score. It's not a good start, and it might ruin his chances for the rest of the week. But he'll get up, and he'll ride again. He always does. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Rock Springs, Wyoming.